Hey, we're women, and we're geeks. Deal with it. On this episode of the Shadowbinders podcast.
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening. I'm Mr. Cambria Pratt.
That's right. That's, long as you know your place.
I'm Tom Pratt, co-host of the podcast, and with me is my large and in charge wife.
Wait, large?
No.
You might want to rethink what you're saying.
Yeah. Fool. Should I start this over again?
No. Hello, I'm Cambria Pratt, and apparently I'm large and full.
She is in charge for sure. At least in this podcast, she can be in charge.
Do you have fear yet from the look I'm giving you?
I do, actually. So this podcast, I almost feel like I shouldn't be doing this one.
I think it's a topic that it relates to everyone.
Are guys allowed to talk about it? Because
well, that's about as good as saying, well, you know, girls can't be geeks because, you okay. know what I mean?
Well, no, I almost feel like it's like it's not really a guy's place to talk
that's
about
stupid.
Girls being geeks.
But, no, that's
so,
stupid.
Okay.
The guys need to acknowledge that girls are geeks.
Okay,
so
there we go.
You're fine.
Okay.
But basically, we're talking about, there was an article on MTV.com, and it's called Why 2016 is the Year We Need to Stop Pretending Women Aren't Geeks. Because women are.
Yeah, I thought this was like common knowledge. Like
it
I don't.
It is, but they're bringing numbers into it to
oh, okay, because numbers make it numbers make
yes,
it.
Yes, because you know that makes a point.
Legit. Okay.
But they're talking about basically, you know, when you're older, you're about being a weirdo, and about back in high school, you know how people treated you and how it wasn't really cool, and you know now being a geek's a good thing, but for some reason they don't accept. Women, they said anybody can be a nerd if they work hard, believe in themselves, and have very specific ideas about what they want from a Batman movie. Unless, of course, you're not a man.
Is that see? I mean, here's where I can't really because I'm thinking back. I mean, we've been doing conventions for like 5 years now. We've attended conventions. I mean, geez, one of our first dates was at a comic book convention.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
but
we're talking.
To be honest, then there wasn't very many women, which is
no.
why I ran into trouble.
Yeah, so. But like. You know, a lot of the conventions we go to are, you know, the pop culture conventions, the anime conventions, and it's a pretty even split.
Yeah, that's what they're going to talk about here.
Okay, because I'm just like, I mean, to me, it's like I just never
computed why it's still an issue.
Why it's still an issue.
I don't understand why it's still an issue either, or why it's an issue. Why it's an issue at all? Who cares? You know what I mean? So what if a girl likes geeky stuff? I don't know, but they're talking about you know the fake geek girl and about how that's been.
Is that still a thing?
It's pretty much a joke now, but anymore, it's like, because of this fake geek girl trope, it's like, if you say you like something that, you know, I've known people that have actually been quizzed, you know, it's like, okay, well, if you like it, I'd love to see someone quiz me on Star Wars, that'd be glorious, but it's like, they will quiz you to make sure that you're a true geek girl. I don't, just because some guy says to me, hey, I'm geeky, I like this, I don't sit there and say, okay, well, you better answer all these questions to prove it.
Yeah, I don't get, because I've never even... Well, I do know the guys are some guys. I mean, you've got like the typical like black t-shirt wearing neck beard nerd that is they're very.
That's not very nice.
I didn't say it was nice. I just said that's sort of my opinion of some of these people who feel that like they're well, the comic book guy from The Simpsons, where their knowledge of all things geek is the. That's their thing, you know. So anybody challenges them, they have to make sure they one up you on.
Yeah, no, but I mean, these are the people.
Stupid trivia.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that.
No, but I think it carries over. I think it carries over into, you know, and then it's like, it's almost like, well, you know, a girl can't be smarter
than I am.
I'll
be like, oh, watch me.
You know, or whatever. And I just.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
Yeah, there's just, I think a lot of that, just, I mean, that particular crowd, there's a lot of insecurity there. And that, like, the geek thing is, like, their one thing. Like, these guys probably, you know, got beat up in school or whatever, and that's what they had was their, you know, insane knowledge of Star Trek or what, and then somebody's gonna come along and challenge them.
But there, I know there's women who know as much about Star Trek as men. So
yeah, I know. I know.
I'm not.
I can't wrap my mind around either because
but it is.
Because even like when I was in high school, I was into all this. I was into geek stuff, but I wasn't. I didn't let my geek flag fly. If that makes sense, like
what
I didn't.
Does a geek flag look like?
I don't know, but I wasn't like I wasn't your typical geek. I was like a closet geek, I guess.
Yes,
like
you
I,
had a lot of stuff in that closet.
I did have a lot of stuff in that closet, a lot of geeky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom's closet, but like I didn't. I was pretty, you know, like, I mean, I had some stuff in my bedroom or whatever, but I wasn't like really like constantly geeking out over stuff. I mean, I wanted to draw comics. People knew I liked comics, you know, but I was fairly popular. I wasn't, you know.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah, I was. Sorry.
Actually, I got on with everybody, but.
Yeah, I didn't really feel the burn, I guess.
Star Wars, and I used to like carry my books around because I read all the books and. My dad would take me to the flea market so we could go find Star Wars toys. But I wasn't like, you know, Star Wars all the time. But, I mean, I didn't try to hide it either. But it was kind of different back then. I don't know. But anyway, back to the point which we're trying to make, which is about the girls and stuff. Well, I guess they've got some numbers here about different things. They're talking about, they said about, you know, the kind of person I'm talking about. They argue women only go to superhero movies because I think Chris Evans is hot. Chris Evans is hot, but that's not why we get.
See, I don't hang with. Maybe this is. Maybe we're just hanging with the wrong people, or the right because I don't.
I think it's we're hanging with the right people because
I don't see this because most of the people we. I mean, honestly, even our friends that do comics and stuff, it's a 50-50 split. I mean, we're. I mean,
our demographics 50-50 split.
Yeah, I wouldn't associate with these people anyway. Probably, I don't really do comic shops much, and I don't.
I think this line's funny. They accuse content creators of pandering when they feature female characters as protagonists. See the recent flurry of internet comments on the character Rey in Star Wars. Okay.
Here we go. This is coming from a woman. I'm going to step back.
I'm going to give my 2 cents in this one. Rey is a really awesome character. I really like Rey. I'm going to start by saying that before people hate on me for this. But I'm sorry. I can see their point on that because Rey... I can see her doing this stuff over the course of several movies, but... they went too far. I mean, I love her. In the first half hour of that film, I was like, oh my gosh, she's the bestest character ever. And then she knew more about the Falcon than Han did, and she could fly better than Han can, and she can touch a lightsaber and have visions, and suddenly, without any force training or even not even believing the Jedi's were real, she thought they were a legend. She knows how to do Jedi mind tricks, and she can take on a Sith that's been trained and beat him. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
It was just too much. Oh, and then no one can find Luke, but suddenly she can go right to
him.
She can find Luke. It was no fault of the actress or the character. It was the people who wrote it. I think they crammed too much in for her to do in one movie.
I think they were trying, you know, I mean, this is just my take on it, but I think they were trying so hard to make her awesome because she was.
Well, she is awesome.
The first female lead that they might have over-awesomed her or something.
I think that's what it is. I think people the reason they don't like it or what they're questioning is that they over-awesomed her because I think that she's cool and I think they just overdid it. I think it was some of the stuff should have been over the course of maybe the next movie.
Yeah,
that she learned some of the stuff. It was just too much in too short a time. And it really, the suspension of disbelief was too much.
Yeah, that, I mean, it didn't have anything. And people were like, oh, well, you're just hating on her because she's a woman.
Oh, no, I think
woman.
She's an amazing character.
Yeah, I mean, she's and the actress was great. I mean, all the actors in the new movie
were
great.
Yeah, they were all
good.
They were really good.
I've got opinions on The Force Awakens, but I think
that's another podcast.
But
you follow us on the internet, you know our opinion on that.
I do think that the actors they picked were fantastic.
Oh, they were good.
All the new actors were great.
I don't find flaw with them. I don't find flaw with the character. I find flaw with the way they wrote it, that they crammed too much into.
Yeah.
Too much, too fast, too good at too many things.
Well, because people were trying to make and we're really getting off topic here, but they were trying to make the comparison that, you know, Rey was like Luke and like Anakin. I'm like, no. Luke, you know, barely used the Force in the first movie. He stumbled through it in the second movie, and he didn't do any Jedi mind tricks until the last movie. You know, I mean, he wasn't where Rey is until the very last movie. Anakin, The first movie he was in, he was a stupid kid pod racing. He didn't use the Force at all. He had to be trained. And, you know, he had an ego the size of, you know, Naboo, and he was brash and short tempered, and Rey
had major flaws.
No faults.
Yeah, it's like, the only thing she did wrong was she accidentally let that creature out. That's like the only thing she did wrong. And it still saved everybody, so she still did it right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, anyway, that's a tough topic. But I'm saying, I think the reason that people, to defend this, why people on the internet are saying this, I don't think it's they don't like Rey. I think people love Rey. I think they just think that the people who wrote it gave her too much too fast is what
I would agree with that. I mean, I would agree with that. And that's, again, I don't think that's awesome. Because
I like Rey.
I don't think it's because it was a female character. I mean, some people might have had an issue because it was a female character, but I just think,
well, those people need to get a life.
Yeah. Well, like, what gets me about that though is people are like all surprised, like, oh, look, it's an action movie with a female lead. And I'm like, we've had action movies with female leads.
Well,
like,
I guess, I guess what it is for us, because you're talking about the general public, and we're in comics, and we're in web comics to boot, and there are a bunch of amazing comics online with female leads that are kicking all kinds of.
Yeah, I don't even think, because it doesn't even
faze us, because we're in this other world that most people aren't in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, because I'm like, this is like so 2 decades ago. Like, where have you people? Because I mean,
they're all behind the times.
Because indie comics, manga, web comics, I mean, all of those, they've had strong female anime. We watch a ton of anime. They've had strong female characters for decades.
Because
decades.
The general public isn't looking at all this stuff. They should.
Ghibli. Most of the Ghibli movies have female leads, and I'm just sort of like, you know, yeah, exactly. Where have you people been that, you know, this is like news? Like, this is even news. Why
but
is this news?
Back to the point, which, because we're rambling, which we do often. But they're talking about how they dismiss a sheer amount of over-the-top sexualized imagery in video games by saying those games weren't made for women to play and blah, 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 blah. So we're going to go down here and look at some of the
numbers. What games are you playing? Because I'm like, I'm sitting here thinking like Final Fantasy and all these other games.
And a lot of women play that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
So they said, okay, so you don't have to go too deep in the internet to find plenty of female fans talking about the latest episodes of The Flash or the amount of time they spent on Fallout 4. They can hang out with my son because he's on Fallout 4 all the time too.
Mm.
I said, geeky girls can be just as passionate about games, science fiction, fantasy, and other nerdy pastimes as their male peers. And Tom can vouch for this.
Yeah.
I'm the one who wanted to go see the Avengers movies the most.
The K-drama. You were more excited about going to see Star Wars than I was.
I got the tickets. I'm the one that went and bought the tickets. I earned them and I got the tickets. So, I like Star Wars more than you did from the beginning, but we're talking about the different shows on TV. Now we have Jessica Jones and Supergirl, and you have two female-led shows at the same time. So they said, according to data provided by USA Today, by Nielsen, in early November, the average audience who turns in to watch Supergirl is almost completely equal in terms of gender. So you have just as many men as women. And Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a close second with a tiny bit more men that watch it than women. And The Flash is a little bit more men. I watch all of those. Well, I don't watch Supergirl that much. I didn't like Supergirl.
I thought it was kind of boring.
I have to catch up on it, though. Because on all
it
fairness,
might have gotten better.
I got really busy. And I don't miss Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, like, I mean, to be fair, like Arrow. Now, we binge watched Arrow.
I love Arrow.
But I think, had we watched it from the beginning, I would have been like, it's okay to not come back.
Yeah, because a lot of shows, everything starts out slow.
Yeah.
You have to get some time. Well, you haven't watched
Battlestar
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Galactica is a S.H.I.E.L.D. prime example of that, too. It was kind of like, at first, it's like, it's all right. And then I really got into it.
Well, S.H.I.E.L.D. too, you only watched like an episode or two, and you're like,
I watched the first couple episodes, I'm like, this is boring.
And then I'm like, it got so much better. And then they talk about Agent Carter coming and things like that, which I love Agent Carter. But then they have, we'll put the article up so you can see it, but they have a breakdown here of, men to women, and Supergirl is pretty much 50-50 split, and so is Agent Carter. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a tiny bit more men to women. Gotham, a little bit more men to women. Arrow is about the same as Gotham, and The Flash is a little more men. But it's still a poo ton of women.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe it's just the circles that we hang in, but I'm like, this is normal, isn't it? This has always been...
Apparently not.
At least with the people we hang with, it's always
normal,
been
but, you
normal.
Know, I think the problem here, and this is going to talk about this in this paragraph, is about the fact that the people who are making him and the advertisers and things aren't counting women when they're... You know what I'm saying? They're not... They're always pandering to men. And, that's what they're shooting for?
I think at least with comics, because a lot of stuff, it's an outgrowth of comic books. And comic books... were originally designed to entertain teenage boys, you know, with these like testosterone fantasies.
Well, no, actually, that's not true.
Well, no, not comic, but I mean, at least superhero comics. Let me rephrase that.
Yes,
superhero comics.
I was
going to
say the early comics, if you do your homework
romance
on it,
and,
were,
yeah.
were for women.
Yeah, yeah, they were.
So
that's,
what the heck, people?
That's,
they were for
yeah.
women originally.
But at least the superhero genre was predominantly male. Genre. So because of that, you know, you attracted a lot of obviously male fans, and then it carried over to movies and. Whatnot,
well, they're talking
so.
Here about, like, the TV. They said that 42% of the Game of Thrones video audience are women.
I can believe that.
But then those 42% did more than 50% of the positive social media about it. So women are not only watching it,
they're more
the
active.
Ones, they're the ones going out and talking about it.
You know, I think that's where, because since we spend so much time online, like, I'm seeing a lot of the people who are gushing about these shows are women because, you know, they're more active, I think, on social media. And I don't, you know... Like I said, I don't really hang out in comic shops anymore, so I don't really know.
We're
going
to get to comic shops
yeah.
in a minute. But they said from 2012 to 2014, theatrical market statistics from the Motion Picture Association of America paid women as 52% of the movie-going audience across all films, and as 1% higher than their total share of the population. So while young men are still considered their primary target audience, it's not they're not the ones that always line up opening weekend.
Yeah, but I'm sitting here thinking, again, like, I'm looking at Harry Potter, and I'm like, Harry Potter has a ridiculous amount of female fans, and it's got a male protagonist, you know? And for something that was supposed to be, and it's written by a woman. So
yeah.
it's like it was, you know, for something that was supposed to be targeted toward a young male demographic, they failed miserably at that because it's,
yeah, well no, it's because it was a protagonist. I mean, it was demographic.
No, but I mean, that was sort of the when the books came out, I believe it was like, oh, it's young adult.
Yeah, it's like
and,
a, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, YA male
YA,
skew.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
said it's here looking at the same opening weekend exit polls of superhero movies over the past few years. It tends to level out at 60-40, much more directly Big Hero 6, because that was an awesome movie, being exactly at 50-50.
I can believe it. Well, you know, plus the yeah, I mean, Big Hero 6 was awesome.
And they said the comic book adaptation of Dread was the farthest, 75 male, 25% women.
Well,
I had no desire to see that.
Yeah,
actually.
Because stuff like Judge, I mean, that's a male, very male, violent, you know, and when you start getting into, like, the harder, I think a lot of the harder comics that are really, you know, I think that you start to lose women in it, you know, like I can't picture. I mean, I don't know. I'd like to see what the demographics are on, like, Frank Miller's, like, 300 and because it's
yeah,
really.
But, well, there's a lot of women that like that stuff, though, too. So I don't know.
300 is pretty
well. Game. I've never seen it. So
I'm not saying again, but, like, no. You know what I'm saying? It just seems like those. Well, then again, you have Mad Max, which was, you know.
I didn't see that yet either. I'm upset. But
no, we need to see that.
Okay, and they're talking here about gaming now, and this is something that I did know, and this is interesting about gaming, is that, you know, everybody keeps saying about, our daughter runs into the school, the boys in her class are like, girls don't play games, and it's like, have you seen my daughter play Halo?
Our daughter is named after a video game
They
character.
Didn't believe her about that either.
Our daughter's name is Kyrie from Kingdom Hearts.
And they didn't believe her about that. And my next comment to that is, well, you must not play too many video games or you would have known that.
Huh. Yeah, really.
Anyway, but what happened with the video games were, they're, like, these boys were like, oh, they're for boys. But they were never, when they first came out, it was for boys and girls. It was because they made a conscious effort to target boys.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. For ruining
well,
everything.
No, it's not just that.
It's on the air, too. Okay.
But I knew this already.
Adam ruins everything.
I knew this already, but they targeted boys as their primary customers. And so now, because of gender-based marketing, that people think gamers are automatically boys.
Well,
that's bullcrap.
Well, it's very true, because you look at the old Atari and Coleco ads from the early 80s, and you had the whole family sitting around the TV playing video games.
Yeah.
And then when Nintendo came out, because they had to...
You're playing with power, and it's always a boy.
Well, it's because they had to market it as a toy, and they had to figure out which aisle they were going to put the toy in is where the problem happened.
Why didn't they just make a version, you know, two different versions?
What, a pink and blue Nintendo?
Well, I'm not saying color code it, but I'm just saying if it was an issue about which aisle you put it in.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm so tired of
now over in Japan, it didn't seem
gender
to
bias.
Well, Japan, it didn't seem like it was that big of an issue. It was America that it really became, because you look at the games over there, and there were a lot of games that were. I guess you consider them female-ish.
I hate when people say they're girl games or boy games.
But
they're boy movies,
they
girl
do
movies.
Seem to appeal to a larger audience than a lot of the male games, like Mortal Kombat versus, like, you know, Puzzle Bobble or something. I mean, it's just a...
I like Puzzle Bobble.
I know. I like Puzzle Bobble too. Anyway, everybody likes Puzzle Bobble.
So we're talking about of the 155 million Americans who reportedly play video games since 2015, 44% are female.
Yeah.
That's 50.6 million people. So let's just, you know, okay, just in common sense, if you have this many women coming to your opening of movies, going to movies, buying your merch, playing your games, wouldn't you think it makes the most sense to, like, hey, why don't we start, like, listening and, you know, do some stuff that they want and, you know, kind of pander to the women a bit?
I thought they were. See, here's the,
yes and no.
I don't know. I like I said, I'm probably not the one to be doing this podcast because I'm a guy.
You're a man.
That's what's wrong with me. I'm a guy and I'm completely oblivious to this.
But here, it's interesting. Women are statistically more likely to spend time and money on mobile games than men are.
That's true, I think. Well, the numbers say it's true. But no, I mean, because you look at the mobile games do seem to be a lot more inclusive.
Also found that more women report owning a game console than men. So I'm just like, when you're making these things that women say they hate, why do you keep doing it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like, just why don't you just try to make things there by all like...
We own like every game console and I don't get to play any of them.
No, we don't own everyone. We don't have an Xbox
One. Xbox One's the only one we're missing. And I haven't
won
play
one of those yet.
Any of them. Yeah, I know. Yeah, she won. Cam won the PS4. We with Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, yeah.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. I didn't even eat Taco Bell. It's not our story entirely. But so that's interesting. And then they're talking about, it's not the video games either. Okay, here we go. This is something that a lot of people relate to, listen to the podcast. The world of tabletop gaming and LARPing is predominantly male, but there are plenty of women to participate as well. They said they did a census conducted by RPG.net, found 35% of the responders identified as female. Magic the Gathering designer Mark Rosewater recently disclosed on Tumblr that 38% of the current player base is female. And far cry from the dude-only mental image.
But see, I think it's
that's
just the people
us. We're talking
yeah, I
about
know.
The general
I know, public. I know, but I'm just like, God, what decade are we in? Because this has been, I've just thought this was normal for men and women to be doing this stuff together.
I do know of women. I know a lot of women, obviously. And I've heard many stories on there about women going to conventions. And, well, you get the people, like, you know, because you dress in a costume. Obviously, you're just there for eye candy and one touched. But beyond that, they get quizzed and questioned. Like, oh, you're wearing a Star Trek shirt? Well, do you know this, 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 and this? I bet you don't. Can you answer these questions? If not, you're not real. You're not. You're just here. You're just here to turn me on. You're not here because you're real. You like it.
I'm sorry, but I think most women, if they're going to go turn guys on, they wouldn't go to a comic book convention.
No.
Pickens are slim. Just saying. No, they're not slim. They're usually...
You need to shut up right larger. Now. Well, I'm large and full, so...
They're full and large.
What is with you in calling people large today?
I don't know. I can't say anything.
I was just saying, have you looked in a mirror lately?
I know.
But, so, like, what is it with
but
you?
It's just, I mean, it's like, dude, if you're going to go pick guys, like, go find where all the lawyers and the doctors hang out.
Okay, yeah. You have more money to go buy stuff for, you know, your costume.
Yeah, really.
Okay, so... And then they're talking about, despite the jokes...
I've just offended the lawyers and doctors who are also geeks. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Why don't we call this Tom Offends Everyone podcast?
Tom Offends Everyone.
Okay, so please excuse my husband for being,
a guy.
You know, that's the you're offending guys, because not all guys are like you.
I'm just one of the dumb guys.
You know, where are you sleeping tonight? So they said...
In the chair with the dog, like every
despite
night.
The constant jokes that the average Comic-Con is full of hopelessly awkward dudes...
Yeah.
Many
I'm sorry. That just
many
made that
conventions
joke.
Across the United States are close to reaching gender parity. They are... If they're
it's
not...
It's hopelessly awkward females,
there,
too.
Well, you married me. In 2015, Eventbrite polled 2,100 different fans, and they found that it's pretty much even men and women who attend comic conventions.
Yeah, I mean, we see this. I mean, more so now. There was a big jump. Like the first time we went to a convention before we got married. I mean, we're talking like 15 years ago, and it was mostly dudes.
It was mostly dudes. That's why they wouldn't leave me alone.
Yeah,
they didn't have to dress in costumes either.
Yeah, that was before cosplay. But now most comic book conventions that we go to, I mean, it's. It depends on the convention, I think, what it's geared, but it seems like it's a pretty even split. I mean, I would actually even go out on a limb and say that with, like, the anime conventions, it's a larger female demographic.
Well, here, I'm just going to say, this with their poll, they said, comics, toys, and games fans skewed a bit more male, while sci-fi, fantasy, manga, and anime lovers skewed female.
Yep. I would agree with that.
They said that they said that for convention organizers, female fans buy close to the same amount of merchandise as male fans. So it's not just, as some recent convention critics have suggested, predominantly female cosplayers. They said 64% of the attendees cosplayed, 62 were women. But they said... But they said that they think they come in and don't buy anything. They said that's not true. They come in and buy.
Yeah, this... Okay, this... I'm going to tell you right now. This pisses me off. And I'm going to tell you why this pisses me off. Because you have a lot of people blaming... I mean, we've watched conventions change over the years. And you have a lot of people blaming their lack of sales on new attendees. Newer attendees. Cosplayers. Whatever they want to call them. They lump them all together. You know, anime fans, whatever. It's been my experience that those people actually do drop money, but they buy things that they want to buy. They're just because they're not buying your pinups or your self-published zombie book doesn't mean that they're not buying something. It's just that what you've got, it doesn't appeal to them.
They love me.
Yeah. So stop saying they don't buy stuff. We know for a fact they do buy things. They're just going to buy things that appeal to their whatever particular fandom they have.
Well, they said women here, they said they love manga style stuff, sci-fi, fantasy, anime style, which is everything we do. So, yeah. I mean, they...
Well, yeah, so that's, I mean, so, yeah, again, we're dealing with, I think, a different audience, but like, I think what's going on is you've got this transition from the old school comic book convention, which was predominantly middle-aged male.
You still find those, though.
You do, but not, you know, and but again, I'm saying, you know, instead of... And convention attendance just across the board is like through the roof. So don't blame your lack of sales on new people coming in. That's not why you're not selling stuff. It's just you're not appealing to the audience that's there. There's more people than ever attending conventions.
Right.
You know, change up your offerings, you know.
This is interesting. They said Emerald City Comic Con released their numbers, and for 2014, and men were actually the minority at 46%. So there was 54% women.
I can believe that.
I do too. I mean, you see it all the time at these conventions and shows. And they're talking about the Geek Girl Con and that kind of stuff. And they're talking about, they crunched numbers. Between 2010 and 2013, the number of female fans who attended New York Comic Con grew at a 62% rate. Much higher than the rate of new male fans. And I think it's because more women are starting to realize, hey, this stuff's awesome. And why can't we like it too?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
well, I mean, this is, I mean, you know, with manga and K-drama and all overseas, I mean, that has a predominantly, I think, female audience. I mean, it's just,
I don't know. I think a lot of people
like norm.
It.
Well, no, but I mean, it's just, it's always been normal elsewhere. It's been normal in indie comics. It's been normal, you know, in other media. It's just that it seems like the mainstream is just finally starting to catch on that this is.
Yeah, it's like, duh, where have you been?
Yeah.
So they're talking about comics now, and they're talking about graphic policy charting numbers, and they said that the past year, women account on average for 43.42% of people who like different terms they're searching for comics. And they said the rate at which women appeared to like comic books on Facebook is 51.22% was higher than it was for men. They said it could be a glitch in Facebook's analytics. Yeah, okay. We're going to blame it on analytics. So, they said, young female readers are currently Comixology's fastest growing demographic. Anyway, they're talking about different comic shops, and they've been hiring women because they heard about the group and realized about how there's women like comics and stuff. And they said that they were talking to some different comic book, shops, and they were saying that most of them said they had like, 35 to 40% women coming in. Other shops said they had 50 to 60% women coming in. So,
well, see, here's the problem we're having is where we live now, they had comic shops and now they're gone. So I couldn't tell you,
a lot of places,
I couldn't tell you,
yeah, I can't comment on that.
Who's going to the local comic shop? Because I actually haven't been to a local comic shop in like 10 years. and then the shop in my hometown closed down and I just, you know, talked to my cousin. He told me about that. So, yeah, I mean, most of our comics, we pick them up because we go to so many conventions. If we want a comic, we pick it up at the convention, or we just order like a graphic novel off of Amazon or something. So yeah. I'm not going to the comic shop. So I have no idea, you know, what's actually going down.
I wish we had more around here, but we don't.
Yeah.
And then they said Geek Entertainment, because is what we're talking about, has become so mainstream. And because the internet allows for better communication across communities, female geeks have been able to make themselves heard in ways they've never been heard before. Particularly when it comes to demanding better representation for female characters and creators. I can't talk. They're talking about women being woefully underrepresented as a whole. Yes and no, depending on where you look. They're saying that society has to go a long way to go to reach a higher level of diversity. It's just that if you have these women and they're good at telling stories and they're good at drawing, you should, you know, let them come in. But I also am on the same mind of, if you have two people applying for a job, you should go with whoever's the best at what they do. Not just hire someone because they're a certain group. But I think it's insulting to everyone. But I just don't understand. Like, I'm with you. I don't understand how this is a big, oh, look, women like stuff.
Yeah, this is like a decade too late. Like, I mean, seriously, I get it. I mean, really, with mainstream comics, I know, you know, diversity has been a big buzzword the last year or so. But it's like the circles we hang in, this has been the norm forever.
Oh, yeah.
It never even crossed my mind that this was an issue. And I'm actually sad that we have to, you know.
And you know what?
Stop and talk about it.
Off, and I think this applies to men, too, is that for the longest time, how you were determined whether or not you were geeky enough was if you read the comic books. And one, there's a lot of women who read comic books, so up yours. And two, there's a lot of people who don't read comic books but still like geeky things. And just liking things that are, you know, more mainstream or the movies and stuff does not make you less of a geek either, which is a whole other argument.
Hey, I love the Harry Potter movies, but I've never read one of the books. But I love the movies, you know.
I've read the books.
Does that mean I'm not allowed to?
You're not as good as me because I read the books.
I know, you're better than I am.
No, I'm just
blurted
that's
out
my point.
All the spoilers.
No, I did not.
No, that was a guy in front of us.
That did happen. No, but like, I mean, I don't read comic books. You know what comic books I read? Those little ones that came with She-Ra dolls when you used to get them in
manga. You do read manga.
That's true. I have read manga, but I don't read the comic books, but I love the movies, and I'll be the first one there. Like, let's go.
I read comic books voraciously when I was a teenager, and I haven't really kept up with them that much.
I don't really have time
to read a lot of comics. I do, you know, if there's a graphic novel out there that people are talking about, I'll try to make time to read that. But like, as far as following monthly books, I don't have time to read them, and they're so dang expensive now.
Plus, you know, honestly, sometimes I don't read things because I don't want to be accused of, hey, you stole that from somebody. Because, no, I didn't actually read it, so I didn't. So,
There was an interview with Todd McFarlane, who created Spawn, if you're not familiar with him, like 20-some years ago. And he basically said he didn't read any comic books. He was like the highest paid Marvel artist. And he's like, I don't read comic books because he's like, one, I'm too busy making them. And two, I don't want to be accused of lifting anything from
him. So I'm always afraid to read things because I'd be like, crap, people are going to say I read that and I didn't. Yeah. But I don't read comic books, but I am like huge, huge, huge Star Wars fan, and I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of like the Avengers and all that stuff. I just don't read the books.
Yeah. I haven't kept up with I used to read everything that Marvel put out pretty much, and I haven't kept up with comics in like 20 years.
But I'm saying is, it's like, so some people, no matter what you do, male or female, you're not as good as me because you didn't read this, or you're not, you know, and why does everything have to be a contest?
I don't know. That's human nature. Human nature is to compete. And I think especially if you're insecure, you want to have one thing that you're really good at and you want to like out nerd the other person.
I just don't understand why everything has to be a contest. Why can't you be like happy, like, oh, I like this. And look at all these people who like this stuff too. And we can all be friends and hang out.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
we're
seriously,
on the same side,
like,
people.
Why is this? Okay, guys, why is this a bad thing that there are a lot of women out there that are into the same thing that you
are? Do you know how much more, how many more opportunities you have for dates?
I know.
I mean,
like, why is this a bad thing?
On both sides, men and women.
Yeah.
I'm like, when they did the re-releases of the original Star Wars movies, that was before you could pre-buy your tickets on Fandango. I stood outside in line for hours outside the theater waiting for this movie. There's me and one friend, Kim, and we stood out there. We were like the first people in the theater, and we stood out there for hours, and it was us and all kinds of guys. And I sat there and had all kinds of conversations, and they're like, oh my gosh, you know a lot about Star Wars. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Look at all the guys were interested in me because I liked it.
Yeah, I don't understand why this is a bad thing.
It's good for you to make more friends.
Yeah.
More opportunities to, you know, have people that have the same things
more
you like.
More people to LARP with.
True.
There
I'm
you
just
go.
Saying, it's more you,
among other things.
You know, people that get you that you can go hang out and go do stuff. I mean, why is this a bad thing?
They
I don't
can
understand.
Get together and have babies, name them after video game characters.
Who would do that?
But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I guess it just, it really, and I'm not trying to beat that drum, but it really surprises me that we have to have this conversation in 2016.
It surprises me people would be upset about it still, because I mean, like I said, look, if you're a guy, there's just many more opportunities to make friends with women and hang out with women and vice versa. If you're a woman, look at all the cool guys you can meet. How is this a bad thing?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not talking necessarily romantically. I'm just saying just in general. Hey, look, you got a bunch of friends you can go play, you know, D&D with. Or, yeah. Hey, look.
There you've got a guild. There you go.
I know. I'm understanding why it's... why.
You time to raid. Have fun.
I don't understand why it's...
I don't get it either. I mean, it's just weird. I think it's just, you know, mainstream corporate America tends to be a little slow, you know, on these things. So I think they're like, okay, look, now we can prove it with, like, we've been telling you this for years, but now we can prove it with numbers.
They're trying to prove it with numbers, yeah. Is what they're basically saying.
Like, we have enough data now. Here's the data. Like, here's the data.
Stop questioning every female you see about whether or not they're really a geek person or not.
So, okay, so going forward, this is not going to be a non-issue. Men and women make comics. Men and women read comics. Men and women like geeky movies, play video games, right? We can all agree on that.
Why can't we just clarify? Why is there something divisive like, oh, geek girl? Why can't we just all be geeks? Why does it have to be geek boy, geek girl? Why can't it just be geeks?
You don't hear geek boy.
Yeah, well, that's what... Yes!
Yeah, see, that's the problem. They don't
have to defend themselves.
So we're all just geeks. Get over it.
Yeah, I'm like, just we're geeks.
Move along.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
You know, except that costume over there. That costume over there is really cool. Let's go check it out. That kind of thing. Okay. You know, I mean.
All right, so are we moving along then?
Yeah, we talked too long. We'll have to edit that one down.
Yeah, cut out the parts.
Oh, some of my rants.
Some of the ranting.
I'll have to cut some of my ranting. Keep it under time.
But, yeah, so check out our comic at shadowbinders.com. It's made
by a man and woman, and it's half demographic split, half men, half female.
We can prove that with Google Analytics, by the way.
That's right, we can.
So, if you are a man or woman,
you probably like it.
You will probably like it. If you're a human being, you may like it.
Your cat might like it too, but yeah. You know, we don't have the data to prove that.
Right, and in the meantime, if you want to listen to more podcasts, subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Stitcher. You can hear more ranting.
We're not this boring. Usually we're more fun than this.
I thought we were pretty fun.
You would.
All right. We will talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.